The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back, America. 33 minutes after the hour, joined now by United States Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin. Senator Johnson, welcome. I enjoyed your appearance with Chuck Todd yesterday.
Morning. How are you doing, Hugh?
Good. But there was one part I didn't like. That is, we need a vote this week, and the Senate needs to pass a compromise this week. Obamacare is falling apart across the country.
Well, okay, we'll disagree on that, Hugh. First of all, I come from a manufacturing background, and I do know how to solve problems. And what has transpired in the Senate so far, and I'd say in the House, are the design of bills void of information. So from my standpoint, what we haven't properly analyzed and what we don't have in the public realm is what caused these premiums to skyrocket. Why aren't we addressing the premiums that have doubled and tripled in either bill? I mean, there's some elements in it, but nothing adequate enough to actually bring down the premiums that were artificially increased because of Obamacare. See, if we do that, the amount that we spend on subsidies will also decline, and the forgotten men and women that Donald Trump talks about, the people that are, or that Bill Clinton talked about, that are busting it, working 60 hours a week, and then they find their premiums have doubled and their coverage cut in half, those individuals will finally be able to afford insurance again and not have to take the risk and pay the penalty. So, unfortunately, the forgotten men and women remain ignored in both the House and Senate bill, and that's what I'm trying to press. But I'm not going to be able to press that case. We're not going to be able to make the changes to the bill if we're forced into a vote this week. We just don't have time.
Senator, I want to respectfully disagree and sort of communicate. I talk to the center right in this country 5 days a week, 3 hours every morning. Everybody knows why premiums skyrocketed, adverse selection and mandated benefits. Everybody knows you can't fix it in one bill. Everybody knows that Medicaid has failed. Everybody knows that a lot of it is just worthless paper and that you have to devolve the entitlement. Everybody knows this. I've been debating. I just had Lonnie Chen on. Ovik Roy are two big guns. They both support this bill because of the reasons I just articulated. Everybody in Wisconsin knows. I was in Wisconsin for the annual Manufacturers Day keynote speech. They all know why Obamacare has failed. That's why you got reelected, to pass this bill this week. It's a disaster not to do so.
Hugh, you don't have to do it this week. I just completely disagree with you on that. You know, what I found, and again, I've been traveling around the state tirelessly, no offense, way more than you have.
Of course, yeah.
My stance in terms of let's take the time, try and get it right, but also give people a chance to find out exactly what is in the Senate bill. Let's get some numbers. You know, listen, I've been behind the scenes. I've listened to people argue the points completely absent of any information. You know, we've been arguing, you know, in terms of Medicaid expansion, do we grow it at CPIM plus one or CPIU? Fine, make the point, but give me the numbers. Let's see the CBO score. Let's maybe get a score from CMS. Let's get other people, other than just Ovik Roy. I respect Ovik Roy. I respect Lonnie Chen. Let's give some other people a chance to weigh into this thing. But again, Hugh, from my standpoint, it is a gaping admission that we're not looking at the premiums. And yes, we know what caused premiums to increase. Obviously, the bill writers in the House and the Senate aren't acknowledging. They don't have the courage to address the fact that guaranteed issue collapses markets.
Senator, everyone knows that.
The good news is you can actually address people with pre-existing conditions with things like high-risk pools without collapsing markets. We're not even attempting to do it in this bill.
But you have to begin the journey with one step. And I have to push back hard, Senator. I believe the Republican Party will suffer a massive defeat at the polls in 2018 if it fails to deliver on its core promise. Moreover, I'm from Ohio originally. There are 20 counties in Ohio without one insurer, not one for an individual.
I know.
Most of the country have got it limited to one. That's not choice. You can get a bill passed out of the Senate and then work in conference with the CBO CBO score, which arrives today, to tweak it. But to move forward is vital in order to, you're a businessman. Momentum is everything.
Hugh, internally and publicly, I've been calling for the last couple months to let's stabilize the markets now. Let's not allow ourselves to be blamed for these collapsing markets. It's not our fault. It's Obamacare's fault because we have not acted, quite honestly, because leadership wants to jam this, enforce it, using that as a forcing mechanism. I don't know, Hugh. I just find that a little offensive. I'm behind the clothes. I see what leadership's trying to do. They're trying to jam this thing through. It is far from a perfect bill. But I'm not
of course
let
it is. I don't like good. Parts of it.
All I'm asking is let's give ourselves a few more days, maybe a week or two. Don't jam this thing in 3 or 4
You're
days.
You're not going to get that
without,
choice, Senator. So I want clarity because I also talk to everyone, and the vote will happen this week. And if Ron Johnson is the deciding vote, and the vote is this week, will you vote for progress towards reform, or will you kill the bill and the Republican majority in the House and probably the Senate? It's going to be a binary choice for you.
Hugh, I don't have any information to even answer the question yet.
Senator, we have lots of information.
Hugh, we do not have the score on the Senate bill. We don't.
That will be out today.
We don't.
But I got to ask you, how often has the CBO been right about any health care bill, Senator Johnson?
You know, quite honestly, that's why I'd like to have a little more time to have other people weigh in on this as well. You know, like the thoughtful column by Avik Roy. I think I actually wrote a pretty thoughtful column that ran in the New York Times today.
I have tweeted your column out.
We don't need to do this by Thursday.
I've tweeted your column out. I've got a piece in the Washington Post. The political reality is such. I just want clarity from you. If it comes down to Ron Johnson this week voting either for or against a bill that has been brought to a vote, since it will be brought to a vote this week, are you going to vote to advance it, or are you going to vote to kill it?
So I've been pretty consistent. Again, my manufacturing background, it's continuous improvement is in my DNA. When I'm forced to vote on a bill, I'll take a look at that bill, and I'll have to make the determination, does this put us in a better place tomorrow than we are today? And that would be my guiding principle. I have not said I'm no.
Fair.
I'm just not yes yet. And I would like more time.
I just don't think you're going to get more time. And in that situation, you'll have to make a continuous improvement. That's exactly what everyone's got to do. Would you explain that to people? We can't fix everything in a bill. The Senate has only got 52 Republicans. You got to get the most you can get.
I think I'm being very reasonable about this. All I'm saying, and you'd also have to be in the room, conservatives have been making these points. None of the input that we provided was included in this bill. Virtually nothing. You know, we were hammering these points, and it was just completely left out. And so what we're saying is at least give us an opportunity to work with the White House to try and get some of these measures to improve the bill. But we won't have that time if this thing's jammed.
I disagree with that. I mean, you guys, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and you are my pals. I would agree with you on every substantive thing. But you have 4 days. This is not the Manhattan Project. You don't have to invent anything.
It doesn't have to be done in 4 days, Pew.
It may not have to be, but it's going to be. And that's why
Hugh, I doubt it because Republicans, Senate leadership doesn't have the information to sell it to the American public. That'd be the other point. The House bill wasn't sold at all. Listen, I come from a business background. You actually have to sell and market your ideas. Jamming this thing through will give us no time to push back on the false rhetoric of the left.
Senator, I come from a business background and a media background. We have everything we need to sell it. All we need to do is have a party to pass it. Oh, no, we will once we have it. We've got to get it.
That's the wrong time to sell it is afterwards.
Oh, it is. It's not afterwards. Front. It's in the conference. That's the false premise. And I want to focus on the Senate.
If you want to pass something, let's get it right in the Senate so we don't have to conference.
No, the conference is where you're trying to cut the House out. You've got to get to a conference to do this. You know that. This is basic constitutional law. You guys kill it. If you don't do it, nothing happens. And tell me what you think happens in Wisconsin if no bill passes, Senator Johnson.
Hugh, again, I'm going to try and improve this bill. I want a few extra days to make the case to the White House, working with their policy experts. Maybe they'll listen to conservatives on what we need to improve this law, because Senate leadership did not.
But you can do that in a conference, and the president and his team can weigh in. My point is, if you are not given a choice, I just want to confirm, I think I heard you say you will vote for the better of the two options, continuous improvement over killing the bill, if you are not given a choice. I understand what you're negotiating for. I don't think you're going to get it, but you will vote to advance the bill?
I don't know about motion to proceed. Depends on what information I get before that vote's taken, Hugh. Right now, I got no information.
But I have
very limited information, which does not make an accountant very happy.
I'll bet it doesn't. And it doesn't make me very happy that we haven't got a better bill. But I am a realist about the politics. Let me conclude with this,
so
Senator.
Am I.
If the Republicans do not deliver on their core promise, whatever that is, a repeal and replace bill, however it looks, do you agree with me that the House will be lost and the Senate, if not in 2018, in 2020, although I think we'd lose it in 2018 if you folks, do you agree with my Washington Post piece? I've read your New York Times piece, but this is a political...
I read yours.
Is it?
I read yours now, and I don't want to trash our effort, but this is so far from repeal. You know, the people gaining the ground are the people demanding more spending on Medicaid expansion. Anybody said they wanted to repeal Obamacare would have supported the elimination of Medicaid expansion, not spending billions and billions more.
So it is far more important.
This is so far. But again, continuous improvement, Hugh, I agree with you on that. We got to get something done. I'm trying to improve the bill.
And we need to devolve Medicaid to the states because state and local governments know how to take care of poor people. That's the key argument here is devolution.
But right now we've got, I call this wimpy reform. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. I am concerned about when this finally do reform Medicaid somewhere down the future, which means is it really going to get done like the SGRs? I don't know. I got a lot of concerns about this.
I understand your concerns. I just beg you, Ron Johnson. You know, I supported you for two election cycles now.
Do not
kill this bill this week. Push if they make you vote on it.
I do not want to kill the bill. I do not want to kill the bill. I want to improve it.
Thank you, Senator.
Improve it.
And people go read. Thank you. I do not want to kill the bill. Whew. One by one, America, I will bring them on and I will talk. I don't care if they're left or right. I am a realist. I am a realist about the collapse of Obamacare and the suffering of people. I am a realist about the political consequence. I am a realist, a realist, a realist. I am a constitutional law professor. The Senate can pass the bill. It's not the final bill. It goes to a conference. Then the conference can change it, or the House can take up the Senate bill. That's the best response Ron Johnson didn't make, is he's afraid there won't be a conference. But Donald Trump supports this bill. The Republicans are on the cliff. If they fall off of the cliff, they will not be able to claim they were not warned.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.